Now some news from the world of sports, and the University of Vermont men's lacrosse team is heading for the America East Championship for the second time in 3 years after an 8-4 win over Stony Brook yesterday. Five of UVM's 8 goals were scored by Ian McKay, who now stands alone as the school's all-time goals leader. The third-seeded Catamounts also set a program record for most wins in a season, 12 of them, and they'll play for the America East title against top-seeded Albany with a chance to get an automatic invite to the NCAA tournament. Championship game takes place Saturday at noon at Albany. It'll be televised on ESPNU. Now to the pros of the NBA. And while the conventional wisdom on the Boston Celtics is that injuries to superstars Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward mean the rookie-led team is still a year away from really contending for a title. But the Celtics find themselves just 2 wins away from reaching the Eastern Conference Finals because last night in Boston, they beat the Philadelphia 76ers 108-103, a come-from-behind victory that saw them overcome a 22-point first-half deficit. Sixers came into this series brimming with confidence, having beaten Miami in 5 games. They've got a bevy of young stars of their own and one of the game's best big men in Joel Embiid. But the Celtics kept finding ways to defy the odds, and last night they did it with rookies like Jason Tatum continuing to play with the cool demeanor of a been-there-done-that veteran. Tatum finished with 21 points, his most important of those coming on 2 free throws in the final 8 seconds of the game that salted the win away. Terry Rozier continued his hot hand with 20 points. Marcus Smart played his usual great stifling defense and contributed 19 on offense. In contrast, Sixers rookie sensation Ben Simmons was anything but sensational. He took and missed just 4 shots on the night and finished with only 1 point. Philly did jump out to a huge first half lead, 48-26, but the Celtics kept chipping away and they turned up the heat on defense. They eventually ended the half on a 25-8 run. That set the stage for a second half, which saw the return of Jaylen Brown to the floor. The Celtics' leading scorer had to leave game one early with a strained hamstring, but he came off the bench last night, scored 3 straight three-pointers and a tip-in dunk, and then he scored 13 points to finish his night, grabbing 4 rebounds in the process. Game 3 is in Philadelphia tomorrow. Again, the Celtics are up 2-0. In Toronto, the team that finished first in the Eastern Conference this season is finding out the hard way that it means nothing to LeBron James. The best basketball player on earth scored 43 points like he was falling out of bed, leading his Cleveland Cavaliers to a 128-110 blowout and a commanding 2-0 lead as the series heads back to Cleveland for Game 3. We turn now to Major League Baseball, and while the hotter-than-the-sun Mookie Betts blasted another home run yesterday, his 4th in his last 2 games, Boston Red Sox starter David Price lost his 3rd consecutive start and got rocked by the Texas Rangers in an 11-5 loss in Texas. Nomar Mazara has been on a Mookie-like tear of his own, with home runs now in 3 straight games for Texas. He drove in 5 runs overall for the Rangers last night. He doubled off Price in the 3rd, then chased him from the game in the 4th with a 3-run blast. Sox will try to rebound tonight with Rick Porcello, who has yet to lose this season, seeking win number 5 on the year. And he'll be countered by the, believe it or not, he is 44 years old and still pretty darn good, Bartolo Colon for Texas. The New York Yankees had already taken 2 out of 3 from the team that kept them from going to the World Series last year, but they weren't done with the Houston Astros yet, making it 3 out of 4 from the defending champs with a 6-5 win in Houston last night. This one came down to a final at-bat in the bottom of the ninth so dramatic you could run a High Noon soundtrack behind it. Last year's reigning MVP and one of the best hitters in all of baseball, Jose Altuve, was up against one of the hardest throwers in the game, closer Aroldis Chapman. 2 outs in a 1-run game. Chapman, though, was the last man standing, striking out Altuve on 3 consecutive fastballs, each of them clocked at 101 miles per hour. Prior to that, the Yankees had rallied for 3 runs in the top of the ninth to take the lead. They got a key hit from rookie Gleyber Torres, who poked in the go-ahead run. And for all the talk of the Red Sox jumping out to a franchise-best 17-2 start to the year, the Yankees are poised now to take over first place from their rivals. They're just 1 game behind Boston after their stunning showing against the Astros. New York Mets also got off to a great start to the year, but things have been going south of late. The Mets had no clue what to do with the offerings of Julio Teheran, who took a no-hitter into the 7th at Citi Field. Atlanta Braves won 11-0 in a romp last night. Jason Vargas took the loss. Matt Harvey was rocked out of the bullpen for 5 runs in the 7th. In Cleveland, Yangvaris Solarte picked a good time for his first career Grand Slam. Two outs in the top of the 11th, sending the Blue Jays to a wild 13-11 win over the Indians. That marathon just game one of a day-night doubleheader. Somehow they played a second game. Cleveland came out on top in that one 13-4. NHL playoffs, the Washington Capitals have had their rivals from Pittsburgh on the ropes, or they could have, but the Penguins fought back to tie the series two games apiece now, beating Washington 3-1 last night. Jake Guentzel scored twice to lead the Pens. The Caps were without forward Tom Wilson. He won't reappear in the series unless it goes seven games, suspended by the NHL for three games for a high hit that left Pittsburgh rookie Zach Aston-Reese with a broken jaw. Winnipeg Jets are also tied up 2-2 now with the Nashville Predators. And last night, the Predators won 2-1 on goals by P.K. Subban and Ryan Hartman. Pekka Rinne made 32 saves to lock down the win. The series shifts back to Nashville for Game 5 Saturday. Boston Bruins have got to get it done tonight. They play Game 4 against the Tampa Bay Lightning in Boston, with the Lightning leading that series 2-1.